Sports betting brethren, bring it up. It is Tuesday, February 19th, 2019, and we bring in the early pick report and also talk quick about kind of the landscape and kind of what's going on with the sports betting world and online sports wagering. We see, just as we're speaking, Manny Machado just signed to a 10-year, $300 million deal with the Padres, and we are excited for baseball. Baseball is probably one of our most profitable sports that we have that's up and coming. Our sister company, Sports Bet University, will have literally, I shit you not, well over an hour class course tutorial all about handicapping the MLB. And so look for that coming up. We'll make more announcements as that's ready to go here probably in the next week, 10 days, finishing that out, especially right now, right? Perfect timing with spring training right there. But on, again, back to what we're doing here, guys. I apologize. Sportsbetfunding.com is where we connect sports bettors and sports books by helping them with a credit card or the debit card process for those folks specifically that have been blocked. We're a U.S.-based third-party company that processes and helps you with that. We actually do a cryptocurrency or a Bitcoin transfer and exchange for you and with you. And so if you're a person or a sports bettor that's really pissed off and can't stand your sports book because you're just struggling getting funds in and out with your credit card, it's not them. I apologize. It's the bank. The banks are basically saying, "Hey, here's what you can do with your money. Here's what you should do with your money," and they're not allowing you to do with it what you want. So, that being said, we have the solution to that problem. So you can always call us, and I recommend it. You know, if you give us a call at 302-858-0733. That number is 302-858-0733. We can talk about your situation, your scenario, and probably come up with multiple solutions to help you get started, get up and running and playing. Typical person's up and running the same day, betting the same day, ready to go. So we want to have you take a look at VCU. They're playing Rhode Island tonight in College Hoops. Now, what we like about this is it's a revenge game. It's a home game. VCU's playing really, really well. Rhode Island, not so much. Some of the models and things that we see and use have this at actually like a 72-57, 70-59 type game. So we think there's been a variance there of 4 or 5 points. So we like that. Also, the lines drop from 10 down to 8, which is typically not encouraging because some of the extra money is on Rhode Island, which is a little bit discouraging. So have you go light on this, guys. Just go light, go easy, nothing too crazy, maybe a half unit to a one unit, and go from there. Now, another one we do sort of like is also Purdue. And the Purdue Boilermakers right now, about a -4.5. They're playing Indiana. We just feel like, you know, Indiana's in a tougher spot here. Purdue's just ready to start hitting the acceleration button. So we do also like Purdue. So we're going to give you two selections today. VCU -8. And Purdue right now is at a -4.5. So that's what we have. Go get on it. Get it. Hit it. And if you have any questions or anything you need from us, get back in touch again at free consult at sportsbetfunding.com. And we'll talk to you soon.